Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck's birthday is today. He died at 91 years old with a heart attack in the middle of his work. He's one of the great musicians of all time, I think, and a great human being. I had the pleasure of interviewing him 5 times during the course of my career and his life. And so we celebrate him a bit today and others, as you'll hear their music coming through our breaks. Before we turn to our Common Core curriculum discussion, it's time for our day in history. This day in history, let's start in 1484. There was a pope whose name was Innocent VIII. Interesting name. He put out something called the Summus Desterrantatus, where he brought in inquisitors to accuse, test, sentence, and execute witches. Torture was prescribed. And this is really the beginning of the church's war against women, the power of women in the church. The power of women in this world to accuse them of being churches. This took place on this day in 1484. This was a day that in 1492 that Christopher Columbus stumbled into the Western Hemisphere, into a place called Hispaniola, which is now Haiti and Dominican Republic, and so it begins. And this is the day, on this day in 1835, the Georgia Guard arrested Cherokee chief John Ross at his home. They also arrested the writer John Howard Payne, who wrote this song, Home Sweet Home, because they wanted to put them on ice while they were pushing down this thing called the New Echota Treaty in Georgia, which was then going to be not allowing them to get to this meeting because that was the beginning of the expulsion of the Cherokee and the 4 other civilized tribes from North Carolina and Georgia. They seized their land, gave it to white farmers, and pushed native people to Oklahoma. That began on this day in 1835 with the arrest of Chief John Ross. This is a day in 1933 that Prohibition ended when Utah became the final state to ratify the revoking of the 21st Amendment of the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. This is a day in 1935 that Mary McLeod Bethune founded the National Council of Negro Women. Over 1 million members, became one of the most important groups fighting segregation and for rights in the United States of America. This is the day in 1947, the very famous boxing match took place between Joe Louis and Jersey Joe Walcott. It was the first televised heavyweight boxing championship out of New York in 1947. Of course, Joe Louis won 15 rounds, one of the great fights of all time. On this day in 1955, this is the day that brought Dr. Martin Luther King to public attention and fame. He became on this day the president of the newly formed Montgomery Improvement Association on the heels of the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. And on this same day in 1955, this is when the AFL-CIO came into existence, where Asa Philip Randolph and Willa Townsend became vice presidents of AFL-CIO, and this is when there were 15 million members of unions in our country. And on this day in 1987, all the embassy workers were moved out of Haiti. President Ronald Reagan cut all the aid to Haiti, which led to the postponing of elections in Haiti. And as usual, the United States intervened in Haiti, helping to destroy that country even more. This is a day in 2005 that Britain recognized civil partnerships between same-sex couples. And on this day in 2008, O.J. Simpson got 33 years in prison when he led an armed robbery of memorabilia that used to belong to him. This is the day, on this day, born in 1892, was a woman named Elizabeth Cabot Agassiz, one of the great educational leaders of our country, who founded Radcliffe College. This is also the birthday in 1839 of George Armstrong Custer. And since we're talking about that Washington team, it's only appropriate to talk about that for just a minute. But this is also the birthday of Bill Pickett. How many of you out there know who Bill Pickett is? Raise your hands. Bill Pickett? No? Bill Pickett. You know what bulldogging is in rodeos? Bill Pickett invented bulldogging. But Bill Pickett was a black cowboy. He was a black and Native American cowboy who invented the art of bulldogging, became one of the great rodeo heroes in the United States of America, but wasn't allowed to play in most of the rodeos because he was black and Indian. They wouldn't let him race. But he became Now he's in the Cowboy Hall of Fame and the Rodeo Hall of Fame, but he is a major figure in American Western history and American history. He was born on this day in 1870 of parents who were slaves. This is the day that Fritz Lang, the great expressionist filmmaker, was born in 1890. And this is the day, please don't get mad at me here because we all love Walt Disney cartoons, but I got to say it this way, and we like his movies a lot. But this must be a day for racists to be born because this is the day that both Walt Disney and Strom Thurmond were born, just 1 year apart from one another. and they were both born on this day. And this is the day that Calvin Trillin was born in 1935, one of my favorite writers in the New York Times, as well as Gwen Lister, who was a great fighter for freedom. I was born on the day in 1953, a Namibian journalist. Many of you don't know, but she was a fighter against apartheid. This is the day that Jackie Appiah, the Ghanaian actress, was born in 1983. And on this day in 1969, born Morgan Freeman, one of our great actors. And on this day, who died, is Alexandre Dumas, who was a black writer in France who wrote The Three Musketeers, was born on this day in 1870. And also born, and died on this day in 1870, I should say, excuse me. And also dying on this day was one of America's great poets, Phyllis Wheatley. She was probably the first great African-American female poet in the United States, an incredible woman who fought against slavery and wrote these really incredible lines, which I just can read to you as we end our day in history. These lines she wrote as a poetic eulogy to General David Wooster because she wanted to castigate patriots who confess Christianity and oppress other people. She wrote these lines. But how presumptuous shall we hope to find divine acceptance with the almighty mind, while yet, O deed ungenerous, they disgrace and hold in bondage Africa, blameless race. Let virtue reign and then accord our prayers. Be victory ours and generous freedom theirs. The words of Phyllis Wheatley. That was this day in history on December the 5th. And to view our full list of days in history, please, and lots of other things that I have mentioned right now, please visit steinershow.org. And throughout the show, we'll be bringing you more of what happened on this day in history, especially musically. So stay with us for that. And we'll take a brief break. Come right back to our conversation about Common Core.